This is how the situation was like Thursday on the front lines in western Qalamoon, where fighting has been underway against Daesh terrorists for days. After securing strategic hilltops here in western Al-Qalamoon, the Syrian army and the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah are intensifying their strikes using cannons and the air force on the remaining Daesh terrorists in Halimit Qara. The Syrian army says it will not stop this military operation until securing the entire borderline between Syria and Lebanon. Syrian troops were able to clear the hilltops of Wadi al-Maghara al-Kabira and Wadi al-Maghara al-Saghira, as well as Ra's Shahout crossing point, which has been used by terrorists to move across the Syrian-Lebanese border.
The Syrian army and the heroes of resistance continue advancing and tightening the noose around Daesh terrorists. Today we advance in the direction of Dahrat Ismail and Shobat Ismail. We close the Ras al-Shahout illegal crossing into Lebanon. Troops are now pushing towards Halimit Qara.
This document shows how Daesh was fighting around Arsal for plunder. Contrary to their propaganda that their fight is for religion and a so-called Islamic caliphate. Daesh's Islamic court ordered $1,800 last year for a fighter that asked for his share of the Arsal battle spoils. Meanwhile, the Syrian army underlined the significance of securing the borderline.
The significance of the offensive is to restore security to the borderline as well as the Syrian and Lebanese soil. It uproots Daesh here and prevents infiltrations on both sides of the borders.
The joint operation, which was launched on Saturday by the Syrian army and Hezbollah, coincides with another offensive on the Lebanese side of the border. Secretary General of Hezbollah Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said Daesh has asked for negotiations after being fully besieged, as reports indicate that the terror group is willing to withdraw to the city of Deir ez-Zor. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Western Qalamoon.